In Florida, a state legal aid office that has helped exonerate a number of prisoners on death row and helped delay the execution of many more is now itself facing a budgetary death sentence. In an effort to save money, Governor Jeb Bush has proposed closing the office, firing its lawyers, and turning the job over to private lawyers instead. It's an idea that some say might actually lead to fewer executions and more fatal mistakes. From Miami, NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Even though all 366 prisoners on Florida's death row have been tried and convicted of heinous crimes, mistakes can be made. Ask Juan Roberto Melendez, who this day is checking in at Fort Lauderdale Airport on his way back to his native Puerto Rico.
I was behind by 17 years, 8 months, and one day.
Melendez was convicted of the 1983 murder of the owner of a beauty school. He always insisted he was innocent. And for more than a decade, lawyers from the state death penalty appeals office, called the Capital Collateral Regional Council, worked with Melendez on his various appeals while they went over his case detail by detail.
They was able to keep me alive all them years. If they would have shorted the appeals, I would have been a dead man long time ago. They want to save lives, and they saved mine. They saved it and gave me my freedom.
The breakthrough came in 1999 when his lawyers discovered a transcript in which another man confessed to the murder, a confession that prosecutors had hidden from the defense. Embarrassed state officials freed Melendez last year. The Capital Collateral Regional Council is one of the reasons that executions in Florida are relatively rare, just 4 last year compared to 33 in Texas. And that included 2 so-called volunteers who wanted to be executed. But in general, it now takes more than a decade for a death row inmate to go from conviction to execution in Florida. And that's raised the ire of Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who visited a women's maximum security prison this week.
It's frustrating to me that we have a death penalty system that takes only volunteers are the only ones that seem to be able to have their sentence completed. And part of that is the delays and the tactics used by lawyers not defending the interests of their clients, but by manipulating the system. So I would hope that we reform the system so it doesn't take 20 years.
In his budget, Bush proposes to eliminate the office and its $9 million budget. About half the savings would then be used to contract with qualified private lawyers willing to take on the cases. The Florida House of Representatives has already approved the proposal. Representative Joe Negron is a Palm Beach County Republican.
I believe that this function can be much better done privately and as an attorney with private clients. I think that's a better relationship than having the government do it.
But death penalty experts, such as Columbia University law professor James Liebman, say capital cases often depend on experienced lawyers knowing what kinds of errors are made by overzealous prosecutors.
What's going to happen is because there is not an adequate system in effect to do something about those errors are going to continue happening and could potentially lead to the most egregious of all problems, the execution of the innocent.
None of the lawyers in the threatened office wanted to comment for this story. But Larry Spalding, a former chief of the office, says the proposal could backfire because Florida's best death penalty lawyers will likely be snapped up by other states.
A quagmire may be created if you suddenly have a large volume of cases in which there are no attorneys. That is a foreseeable consequence.
And even if attorneys are found, he says, a typical death penalty case comes with thousands and thousands of pages of documents, which could take new lawyers months to review. Ironically, Spalding says, cutting the Capital Collateral Regional Council could result in fewer, not more, executions in Florida. House and Senate negotiators are expected to debate the bill next week. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.